I know this very well. Many times, God answers prayer in ways we don't understand. Yet. The emphasis, my friends, is on the word yet. We don't understand yet. When we who know Christ see Him face to face, everything, everything will make perfect sense in the glory of His holy, loving presence. Today, let's focus on who He is. Experience a taste of His goodness today as He makes known to you the path of life. Let's place childlike faith in Him and forsake childishness. Our society is full of childishness today, but we need to return to childlike faith. God's perfect love is what we need. His peace surpasses understanding here on earth. He is so loving, so good, so true, and He always wants what's best for us. And someday, my fellow believers, we will understand His plan and relish in His perfect presence. Today, seek God's face in this season of your life and ask Him to show you His beauty in this season. He will. As you yearn for answers to prayer, remember that the biggest answer is Jesus Christ Himself. We must refocus, recenter on Him. The enemy likes to distract us through lies, spread through bad and sad influences. Let's stop watching things that don't point to the truth of Scripture. Instead, let's challenge each other to stop relying on ourselves and things of this world, and instead be Spirit-led and resolute in our devotion to Christ. Let's be more loyal to picking up the Bible than just holding on to our phones. Focus on His Word. Yes, just go ahead and use a hard copy so that nothing else can distract you. Take a break from social media as needed. Seek God's face instead of logging on to Facebook as often as is so easy to do. Listen to music that helps you focus on worshiping the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. And do you know what? Your perspective and my perspective will be influenced for the better as we increase these things, because we'll be looking at Him more intently again. We all need to do an inventory of what are we looking at, what are we focusing on, and be sure that it's Jesus Christ. Let's focus on the Lord, focus on His Word, take His Word to heart. John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they would have life and have it abundantly. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That was 1 Chronicles 16:29. Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. All right, my friends, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much that You are You. Help us, Lord, please, to focus on You and be led by You. Thank You that You always keep Your Word. Thank You that You've given us Your Word. Help us, Lord, to have childlike faith and trust and look to You and not be distracted by the things of this world. Help us, Lord, instead to overcome evil with good. And Lord, we pray right now for all prayer requests, for Your best for each person, for Your intervention in Your name, Jesus. And we welcome You, Lord Jesus, to rule our lives. We submit ourselves to You, and we just totally resist the enemy and instead just worship You, Lord. We worship You. We love You. Please take control. We trust in You alone for salvation, and we bless Your name. Thank You, thank You, thank You for guaranteeing the victory in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Share this message with someone who's feeling sad or downtrodden, and help them remember that they are loved by the Lord and by You. God bless you, my friends, and keep up looking up to Jesus.